Chapter 21.
Nu kiradish she tabechajla.
Not gone, merely marching far away. Mandalorian phrase for the departed. Kavan.
They said that the human body was capable of extraordinary feats of strength when in extremis. For a Jedi, it was something else entirely. Jason Solo wasn't ready to die. Not now. Not so close to his ascendance. And not in a stinking drain like vermin. He deflected the energy bolt with one last surge of the Force, and sent the rubble erupting off his crushed and bleeding body like a detonation. Bricks hammered the walls and rained fragments, knocking Mara flat like a bomb blast. She made an animal noise that was more anger than pain, and flailed for a moment as she tried to get up. The effort froze Jason for 2 vital seconds, but he knew if he didn't get up now and fight back, Mara would come in for the kill again and again until he was worn down and too weak to fend her off. He scrambled to his feet, staggering more than standing, and suddenly understood. It was Mara who had to die to fulfill his destiny. Killing her was the test. The words of the prophecy were meaningless, and at a visceral level he knew that her death was the pivotal act. He didn't know how, and this wasn't the time to stop and think about it. He surrendered totally to instinct for the first time in ages. Whatever guided a Sith's hand had to guide him now. But he was hurt, and badly. Ben. He didn't know where Ben fitted into this, but now he knew he did, as surely as he knew anything. Jason didn't care, because he knew he had to kill Mara now, and nothing else would make sense until he did that. He fumbled for his lightsaber and thumbed it into life again. Mara was already back on her feet, coming at him with the Shoto and Vibroblade, brick dust and black-red blood snaking down her forehead from a scalp cut. She leapt at him with the Shoto held left-handed, fencing-style, seared the angle of his cheekbone, and caught him under the tip of the chin with the Vibroblade as he jerked back. She shouldn't have been able to get near him. He had total mastery, and she was just athletic and fast. He pushed back at her in the Force, sending her crashing against a wall with a loud grunt. But she kept coming at him. 1-2, 1-2 with the Shoto and the blade. And he was being driven back, his strength ebbing. He needed space to fight. He drew his dart gun and fired one after the other. But Mara scattered all 4 needles in a blur of blue light. They fell to the ground. He turned and scrambled through the collapsed brick, using the Force to hurl debris up at her from the floor of the passage while she leapt from block to boulder to chunk of masonry until she force-leapt onto his back and brought him down. They rolled. This wasn't a duel. It was a brawl. She thrust her vibroblade up under his chin, and he jerked his head to one side, feeling the tip skate from his jaw to his hairline as it missed his jugular. He couldn't draw the weapons he needed. He was losing blood, losing strength, waning, flailing his lightsaber to fend her off. It was almost useless in such a close-quarters struggle. Mara, manic and panting, flicked the Shoto to counter every desperate stabbing thrust.
"Ben, I'll see you dead first, before you get... Ben!"
Jason was on the knife edge between dying and killing. They grappled, force-pushed, force-crushed. He threw her back again, trying to force-jolt her spine and paralyze her for a moment. But somehow she deflected it, and bricks flew out of the wall as if someone had punched them through from the other side. She almost force-snatched the lightsaber from his hand, but even with his injuries he hung on to it. He wouldn't die. He couldn't. Not now.
"You can't beat me," he gasped.
It's not meant to be.
Really? Mara snarled. I say it is.
Then she launched herself at him, unthinking, a wild woman, hair flying, and he force-pushed to send her slamming against a pillar in mid-leap. But the battering he'd taken and the ferocity of her relentless attack had blinded him to danger from another quarter. As he lurched backward to avoid her, his legs went from under him, and he stumbled into a gaping crack opened up by the subsidence. He fell badly, red-hot pain seared from ankle to knee. His lightsaber went flying. Pain could be ignored, but the moment it took him to get to his feet again was enough for Mara to right herself and come back at him with the shoto and plunge it into the soft tissue just under the end of his collarbone. Lightsaber wounds hurt a lot more than he ever imagined. Jason screamed. He summoned his own weapon back to his hand, and Mara crashed into him, knocking him flat again and pinning him down. Her vibroblade stopped a handspan from his throat as he managed to grab her hair and drag her face nearer and nearer to his lightsaber. She struggled to pull back, hacking at him with a shoto, but blocked by his dwindling force power each time. Her vibroblade grazed his neck. He fumbled in his belt for a dart. She jerked back with a massive effort, leaving him clutching a handful of red hair, and the only thing that crossed his mind as she arched her back and held her arms high to bring both shoto and vibroblade down into his chest was that she would never, ever harm Ben. Jason stared into her eyes and instantly created the illusion of Ben's face beneath her. She blinked. It gave him the edge for that fraction of a moment. It was long enough to ram the poison dart into her leg, with its protective plastoid cone still in place. It was just a small needle, 10 centimeters long. He stabbed her so hard that the sharp end punched through the cone and the fabric of her pants. Mara gasped and looked down at her leg as if she was puzzled rather than hurt. The dart quivered as she moved, and then fell to the floor. "Oh, it's done," Jason said. The shoto fell from her hand, and she made a vague and uncontrolled pawing movement with the vibroblade. It caught him in the bicep, but there was no strength behind the blow, and she dropped the weapon. "I'm sorry, Mara. Had to be you. Thought it was Ben. But it's over now. It's over."
"What have you done? What the stang have you done to me?"
But she was already losing her balance as the poison paralyzed her, and she slumped to one side as he got to his feet, staring up at him more with shock than rage or fear. "The prophecy." It didn't matter now. The toxin, complex, relatively painless, was circulating through her body. "Don't fight it. No healing trance. Just let go." Mara tried to get up, but sank back to sit on her heels, with an expression as if she'd forgotten something and was trying to remember. She crumpled against the wall. Jason had never felt such relief. It didn't have to be Alana, or Tenel Ka, or even Ben. It was over. All over.
"What?"
Mara said. She tried to put her fingers to her lips, shaking, but her hand fell back to her lap. She looked at them as if expecting to see blood. Jason suppressed his instinct to help her.
It's my destiny, Mara, to be a Sith Lord and bring order and justice. I had to kill you to do it. You're going to save so many people, Mara. You've saved Ben. You've saved Alana, too. It's not a waste. Believe me.
You're as vile as he was.
Jason could hardly understand what she was saying. Who?
Palpatine.
It's not like that, he said.
He had to make her see what was happening. It was important. He owed her that revelation. She'd made the sacrifice. Although he was now starting to wonder what that meant for whatever love he had to give up.
It's not about ambition. It's about the galaxy. About peace. It's about building a different world.
She stared back at him, and now he could see and feel her disgust. He wasn't sure if it was aimed at him or at herself. Jason hurt. He was starting to feel the full extent of his injuries, and he needed to heal himself. He also needed to get out of this tunnel. Mara was breathing heavily now, one hand slack in her lap, but the other still clenching and unclenching, as if trying to form a fist to give him one final punch. Her vivid green eyes were still bright with relentless purpose. He knew he would try to forget them every day of his life.
You think you've won,
she said, slurred, but utterly lucid and unafraid.
But Luke will crush you, and I refuse to let you destroy the future for my Ben.
Jason sat and waited, almost expecting a prophecy from her to help him make sense of what he'd done. But after a few moments, he felt the final discharge of elemental energy that every Force user would notice and comprehend. Ben was the last word she ever spoke. Cavan. Lumia felt the Force shift subtly like tectonic plates in motion. She hadn't realized that the decisive moment would feel quite like that.
Ship,
she said.
The new Dark Lord needs me. Follow him.
Then she left to prepare for death, intending to die well. Cavan. Ben suddenly couldn't hear the voice of the Sith Sphere. His own name,
Ben, Ben, Ben,
drowned out every other sound, even though deep in his head. It was quieter than a whisper, a summons and a farewell for him alone. He forgot about Lumia and stumbled toward the source of the voice, blinded by tears.
Mom!
He yelled.
Mom!
Perlemian Trade Route. In the cockpit of his Stealth X heading for Hapes, Luke Skywalker felt a hand brush his hair, and as he reached out involuntarily to touch it, he knew his world had ended.